Some of you might know that I had the privilege of going on the Camino in the month of September. And on Sunday evening, we had a party where we celebrated our trip. And I was presented with this beautiful chasuble that one of the things they'd asked me, is there a particular chasuble that you would like? And I said, I don't have a Marian chasuble. So to have the gift of a Marian chasuble would mean a great deal to me. You can't see it all now, but what we have in the top panel is St. Luke writing his gospel. And then we have all of the key events in Luke's gospel that contain Our Lady. Interestingly, as I looked on it, the presentation of Our Lady was not there. Why is that? Because it's not in the Bible. It comes from what's called the Proto-Evangelium. Maybe that alone is why it's not in the Bible. That's such a big word. The Proto-Evangelium of St. James. And so it's a third century text that the church realized does not have the kind of historical validity to be Holy Scripture. And so although the idea and the events around Our Lady's presentation are not specifically historical, the theological idea behind it is definitely true. For in the story, we are told that Joachim and Anna present Mary to the priests in the temple at 3 years of age. And what is so important about this from a theological perspective is it's true. Mary was presented to the Lord, and she gave herself fully to the Lord and to her son, Jesus Christ. St. Augustine, in pondering on Mary's discipleship to Jesus, wrote the following. Indeed, the Blessed Mary certainly did the Father's will, and so it was for her a greater thing to have been Christ's disciple than to have been his mother. And she was more blessed in her discipleship than in her motherhood. Hers was the happiness of first bearing in her womb him whom she would obey as her master. Isn't that lovely? That hers was the happiness of bearing in her womb him whom she would obey as her master. And that's the thing about Mary, was her complete abandonment to Jesus, who was not only her son, but was also her savior. Because she was, first and foremost, a disciple. And the word disciple is a beautiful word. It means someone who sets themselves apart in order to learn. Mary chose to be detached from the world so that she could consecrate herself totally to the Lord. Listen again to what St. Augustine says about Our Lady's total consecration. Mary heard God's word and kept it, and she is blessed. She kept God's truth in her mind, a nobler thing than carrying his body in her womb. The truth and the body were both Christ. He was kept in Mary's mind insofar as he is the truth. He was carried in her womb insofar as he is man. But what is kept in the mind is of higher order than what is carried in the womb. For indeed, she only carried our Lord in her womb for 9 months, but she carried the Lord in her heart and in her mind her whole life long. There's a beautiful Christian word. It's the word metanoia. Metanoia. It means conversion, but it particularly means the following. Noia is the Greek word for mind. Meta means to be transformed. To be a person who experiences metanoia is to be someone who is having a mind that is being changed. And the thing about Our Lady was her mind was always under that process of being conformed more and more to her son. In our gospel for today, we hear of another man. I love this story. Zacchaeus, short in stature on the outside, and he was also short in stature on the inside when he was a miserly Scrooge. He was like the Grinch who stole Christmas. He was a man who was concerned only for his pocket and what he could get, small in stature and small of heart. But then Jesus says, Zacchaeus, I must stay at your house today. And the beautiful thing is, Luke tells us Zacchaeus welcomed Jesus gladly. And that's where the metanoia happened. He had a transformation, a conversion, because this miserly Grinch became a generous man of kindness, repaying fourfold those whom he had extorted, becoming a man who now lived a life of extravagant generosity. There's something about being a disciple that moves us into this place of extravagant generosity. This is what we see in Our Lady. This is what we see in Zacchaeus. And this is what we see in that amazing character from 2 Maccabees, Eleazar. 90 years old. Did you catch that? And here he was, living during the time of an atrocious king who had a name that is worthy of Star Wars, Antiochus Epiphanes. He was a Greek king, and what he was trying to do was to eradicate Jewish culture and Jewish religion. And so he did things like forcing Jews to eat swine's flesh. And some of Eleazar's friends come up with what they think is a good solution. Just pretend to be eating swine's flesh. You can be eating something that's clean. The king doesn't have to know about it. But I love the answer that Eleazar gives. Even if for the present I would avoid the punishment of mortals, yet whether I live or die, I will not escape the hands of Almighty. Therefore, by bravely giving up my life now, I will show myself worthy of my old age and leave to the young a noble example of how to die. Listen to this, a good death willingly and nobly for the revered and holy laws. We need people like this today. We need people who, like Eleazar, will say, I want to be a noble example for the young. I want to live my life in such a way that I will also die a good death willingly and nobly for the revered and holy laws. This is what it means to be a disciple. This is what it means to live with extravagant generosity. This is what it is to be Christians who live with the kind of conviction and courage of an Eleazar. Christians who are always open to the transforming presence of the Holy Spirit. Christians who don't just believe in Jesus, but belong to Jesus by detaching ourselves from the world and consecrating ourselves to Jesus Christ. The presentation of Mary, although not necessarily historical in the way these events are historical, is an important feast for us to remember, because this feast calls us to embrace a life of courageous discipleship, which might seem like madness to some people, just as many of Eleazar's friends thought that he was a Looney Tune. But when we live with that kind of conviction, there is a nobility, there is a courage that characterizes our lives more and more. Today, I invite you to renew your decision to live not just as a believer, but a belonger to Jesus Christ, to live as a disciple, and so emulate Our Lady's wholehearted devotion and obedience. Mary, pray for us.